بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلاة وسلاما على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا ونبينا محمد بن عبد الله الصادق الأمين. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين. أحمدك ربي على كل قضائك وجميع قدرك حمد الرضا بحكمك لليقين بحكمتك، وأصلي وأسلم على خير خلقك ونور عرشك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على أشرف الخلق وحبيب الحق المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. صدق الله العظيم. Brother and sister Islam, beloved listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، and أهلا وسهلا and welcome to our weekly program. And let me begin my program with a دعاء to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. May Allah رب العزة تبارك وتعالى grant all the مرحومين جنة الفردوس. May Allah grant the family of marhumin sabr and ajr. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant shifa to all our brothers and sisters. May Allah give me hidayah to all mankind inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, we welcome you to Madrasatul Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And on your behalf, I'd like to thank Brother Muhsin and Hafiz Bilal for his serving me tonight. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah use Radio Islam as a road of hidayah, as a member of Islam inshallah. Brother and sister Islam, before I go to my program tonight, I got good news for you. You know, I'd like to just say it for today, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has blessed me with two Muslim brothers on this week. Number one, that one professional doctor from Canada. And I'm sure that he's listening, because you're always listening to our program, and he's attached with a Muslim in South Africa and Radio Islam. He's a permanent listener of our program, and I'm very proud that such educated person and high qualified person like that, the doctor from Canada, is listening to me. And really, actually, he's keen to follow our program and the program of Radio Islam. And yesterday I had a surprise. You know, we receive a call, and one man said to me, Sheikh, can we meet in Fordsburg? So I told him, for what? He said, just want to meet you. So he ran there, and we met in some place, and I find him, I don't want to mention the color, but I have to say it, he's a white person and very high qualified doctor. From Petersburg. He said, I want to talk to you. And he was very happy. And he said, in a wonderful way, he said to me, I want to be a Muslim. So for such educated people like this, we have to talk to them in such way that we respect him, and we give him a chance to confront us and say whatever he wants to say. Anyhow, he did ask about some thought of ghaibiyat. You know, I'm always lucky that my new Muslim, or those who want to revert to Islam, they ask about the unseen life. So I think we have something to say about the unseen life. And he said, I respect this Muslim religion. I'm very fond of the Muslim religion. And he was so happy to meet a Muslim person. And he sent to me a message, and he tried to praise us and whatever. And he said, thank you so much. And he sent the address, and he must come to visit me, and we contact ourselves. Anyhow, he doesn't want me to mention his name, but he chose a name, it's called Amir, but the previous name, he doesn't want to mention it. And he's very, extremely highly qualified doctor. Anyhow, he did trust me on his deen, and he said, I want to be a Muslim. He was so excited for such a person like this, and he read the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, in front of me, and we promised him that we will give him an Islamic certificate, or that reverting certificate, and he wanted a burial statement and certificate. Brother and sister in Islam, our deen is just a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. High educated person like this decided to come and read Kalima Shahada. I'm very happy. And Ya Allah, write it for all of us. And Ya Allah, put it as amanat for us in the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, we will claim Jannah by such amal like this. We ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah Tabarak wa Ta'ala open the heart of each and every son of Adam to just follow the deen of Adam and the deen of each and every Nabi, and mention the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all the people hidayat, inshallah. Brothers and sisters in Islam, tonight our program, it is just about Quran. When we talk about Quran, we talk about the bisharat, the glad tiding, which Allah said it in the Quran Kareem straight to me and you. When we talk about the bisharat, we talk about the news which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave it to me and you to comfort and to ease our life regarding Akhirah. Number one, we do believe that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is Ghafoorul Rahim. When we talk about Ghafoorul Rahim, we talk about that quality of Allah. He began his kitab Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. When we talk about Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, said in Quran Kareem, Kataba Rabbukum ala nafsihi rahma. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala wrote and instruct himself that he must be Ghafoor Rahim. Allah himself order himself to be Ghafoor Rahim. It means it is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have two ayat in Quran. Whosoever believe on it, you raise hope on this ayat, inshallah, he's not qanit, he's not a despair or hopeless from the mercy of Allah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa bashshir alladhina amanu anna lahum qadama sidqin 'inda rabbihim. This ayah, we have to put it in a golden envelope and dedicate it and give it hadiyah to each and every sinner. Those who think that they are gone, they have no deen, they lost the iman, you must come and read that ayah. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. You know, the bishara is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we have to think about that, this ayah, properly. What we should say now, we say that you Muslim got a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you must pass a glad tiding. A glad tiding, it means, a glad tiding means those people who don't feel that they are not on the track of iman, the track of Islam. You know, we need amal so that we can give the people glad tiding. But here in this ayah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, no, give glad tidings for those who believe that they will have a surprise in the day of Qiyamah. A fadl and a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is that glad tiding? That you, inshallah, and I, and every listener, inshallah, who followed the deen of Islam, you will enter Jannah. How? No, don't ask me how. Why? Don't ask me why. Because I'm not Rabbul Alameen. I cannot be the lawyer of Allah tonight and tell you why and where and how. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala commanded me and you to tell each other that we are the people of Jannah. وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. In the day of Qiyamah, you will have a surprise. Brother in Islam, sister in Islam, our taqdeer is to enter Jannah. I'm an Islamic station on Islamic radio. I'm fully responsible for what I'm saying, that me and you, inshallah, guarantee that we will enter Jannah. But what type of Jannah, your a'mal will decide. You just pass there, and then darajat, and the degree of Jannah and status of Jannah, inshallah, your ibadah will make it higher. But the bottom line, that me and you will enter Jannah. When and why and how? No. We have no right to discuss and to investigate behind the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umma maghfura, umma marhuma. Isa alayhi salam, he asked Allah, I want to be amongst the ummah of Muhammad al-marhuma. Musa alayhi salam was asking to follow, to be one of the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam al-marhuma. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala dhu rahmatin wasi'ah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he has that unbelievable rahmah in the day of Qiyamah. That is a big surprise for the Muslim. You know, in the day of Qiyamah, the people are, children of Adam are two groups, Ashabul Maymana and Ashabul Mash'ama, the people of Jannah and people of Jahannam. Those people of Jahannam, those who did not read La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, they don't believe on La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashabul Maymana, the people of Jannah, inshallah, each and everyone who believes and read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. And then we try to keep them on three groups. The first is called Bighayri Hisab. They will enter Jannah Bighayri Hisab. Another one, Yuhasabu Hisaban Yasira. And the last one will gain the Shafa'atun Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So what is that three? Now we have to put ourselves on which one now? One group of Muslim, they will enter Jannah بغير حساب. السابقون السابقون سابقون بالخيرات. Those people, their good deeds are more than the bad deeds. These people will enter Jannah بغير حساب. And then those who got good deeds equal to the bad deeds, that inshallah they will have حسابا فسوف يحاسب حسابا يسيرا. That is called مقتصد. And then we have the third group, those people who ظالمون لنفسه. What is ظالمون? That his bad deeds are more than the good deeds. That one year, if he's مصلي 5 times salah, he will get a surprise in the day of Qiyamah, that there is intercession of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There is a grant will come from the account of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brother and sister in Islam, we got another ayah in Quran. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان الله ليعذبهم وأنت فيهم. الله تبارك وتعالى said to Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah will never punish them while you are amongst them. Some مفسرين said that is in the lifetime of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. Amongst the Sahaba there is no a natural disaster, there is no عذاب of the Muslimin while Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is living amongst them. Some mufassirin said no, wa anta fihim, while you are amongst them, that the sunnah is amongst them. The tradition of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sunnah is implemented amongst them. Brothers and sisters in Islam, as a society, if you want to save ourselves from azab of dunya, azab of akhirah, let us keep Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst us in his sunnah. Right? وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ فِيكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Be informed that your Nabi is in you. You know what is in you? His action, his words, his sunnah, his teaching. Brother and sister in Islam, yes, مَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ. Allah will never punish them while you are in them or amongst them. Now we say how we're going to keep Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam amongst us now by implementing and practicing the sunnah to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And wallahi, we do have it. We have. There's no Muslim without a sunnah. There's no Muslim without doing at least one sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Brother and sister in Islam, Sayyiduna Ja'far al-Sadiq, we spoke about this man before. It was the descending of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. سيدنا جعفر الصادق and he's a grandson of سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب, right? So grandson. He was the most learned person in his time in Quran al-Kareem. The secret of Quran, they call it أسرار الله في القرآن. سيدنا جعفر الصادق, you know, we have to read a lot about this man because really he's a carry the genetic of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's in him, fee him, it's in him. He said that four things are terrorizing and irritating the human being, especially the Muslim. Number one, they call it khawf, fear. Fear. Nowadays, I don't know, people don't have yaqeen. The enemy of Islam put us in a mood of fear. You're frightened. Fear of death, fear of qabr, fear of poverty, fear of sickness, fear of enemy, crime, what you call swine flu, bird flu, they keep us scared and frightened. Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq said, I know that is the first one that irritating the human being's life. It keep you restless. And then he said, I know there is something else, it's called makar. Makar, it means plotting. You know that makar, it means those people who made bad planning underground against us. The person at home doesn't know what his friend or his sister or his neighbor or whatever, they are trying to do something. They are digging underground because they call it makar, plotting. That makar here, you never know. Because you've got so many people around you, but you never know who's my best friend and who's against me and who's hypocrite to me. So this also is irritating us. You never know who the attack comes from who. That's why Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned in Quran al-Kareem, وَبَدَى لَهُم مِّنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يَكُونُوا يَحْتَسِبُونَ. It will appear for them before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala something they never thought about it. You never know. You see, the attack or the problem, it was just between me and my mother, takes me to the fire of Jahannam. I don't know. That makr. And then Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq said, I know the third problem. What is that? They call it ham and gham. What is ham and gham? Stress and depression. You know that depression or the stressful person can't enjoy his life. Look at his face. Look the way he eat and talk and look. It's, you know, ham is about the past. Gham is stress for the coming one, the future one. He call it gham. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala described the condition of Nabi Yunus alayhi salam as he's in gham. You know gham, a person in the stomach of the whale, in the seven darkness of the ocean, how are we going to come out? That message also, for those who got a problem and they say there's no way to solve my problem. You say, oh, you're having gham. You're having gham. Yeah, you're waiting for some musibah that's going to come. People who got cancer. People who got so many, the court case after 1 month, 3 months, can't rest. So Sayyidina Ja'far Sadiq, I know that ham and gham. And then he said, the last thing, also giving people stress and make them restless, that the money, dunya, it's a competition. Without money, you can't survive. You need dunya. The Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, dunya irritating us. The children want nafaqa. Shaitan want us to disobey Allah, our nafs. It is a big fight. It is a big fight. So Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq, he said, I know that the restless of the human being or that type of worry of human being are because of four things. Khawf, frighten, makar, plotting, ham and gham, that stress and depression, and dunya, you desire dunya. All of us, we want dunya, but we can't achieve dunya. Why? Because you have to follow so many process and you have so many means to get dunya. What is to get dunya? I mean the worldly stuff. You know, people want big house, want a car, want money, want to marry. It's dunya. All that is dunya. Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq said, if you have the first sickness, which is called fear, just say, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. You know, when I try to explain to our students or my friend what is the meaning of Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, he said, don't talk to me, talk to my lawyer. No comment. I hand over my file in a very good lawyer. Then once you say Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil bihaqqiha, as Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq said, that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, mentioned Quran, فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ سُوءٌ. They will turn to the favor of Allah and the bounty of Allah, no harm will come to them. But you have to say, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. And then Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq said, what about the plotting? We have medication in Quran al-Kareem, وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. This word, if you said it from the bottom of your heart, I promise you that worry of plotting and cheating and deceiving, you will never have that feeling anymore. And then Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq said, the gham about the past. And gham, many people got gham nowadays. How am I going to pay my rent? What will happen in the future? You know, that next year the children, I don't know what I'm going to do. I owe people money. I do this. That is gham. You can't enjoy your life. That's why in Islam, we encourage people, do not take loans. Do not live on debt and credit. Live as you have and wait, make sabr and hold. So he said, if you have this gham, just read, لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. That is enough for you to remove that gham, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with it. Also he referred to Allah. And then we have dunya. He said, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Keep saying, مَا شَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. You refer your capacity, your power in the hand of Allah, and Allah will hand over the dunya in your hand, inshallah. Short break, will continue after the break, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, brothers and sisters in Islam. And once again, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be with you tonight. And we'd like to remind you that our program is a live program, inshallah. For any inquiry or any feedback, you can SMS me on 072-144-0717. 072-144-0717. And we ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, may Allah Rabbul Izzah tabarak wa ta'ala place the peace and contentment in the heart of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise the hope of Jannah in the heart of each and every Muslim, inshallah. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, ya Allah, fulfill your promise to all of us, as you are the merciful, you are the compassionate, you are Rahmanun Rahim. Kataba Rabbukum ala nafsihi ar-Rahma. Ya Allah, you have said in Quran, and please, ya Allah, put it in action in the day of Qiyamah as a merciful Lord for all of us, inshallah. Brother and sister in Islam, before the break, I was talking about the medication of Sayyidina Ja'far al-Sadiq regarding the fear or plotting or stress and depression and the worldly things and that need and necessary thing on dunya. Khawf, the fear, you read Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Makr, ya hayyu la ilaha illa anta subhanak wa ufawwidu amri lillahi inna allaha basirun bil ibad. Hamman gham, you say, La ilaha anta subhanak inni kuntu min al-zalimin. For the dunya, ma sha'a Allah la quwwata illa billah. When we say, ma sha'a Allah la quwwata illa billah, you refer your power, your intelligence, your skill in the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another ayah in Quran Kareem, we invest from it and we gain a lot from it if you practice it and you put it in the right time and right place. Those who receive musibat, number one, we have to understand that Allah does not write any bad thing to us. Musibat according our scale. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, all his deeds is good. But we don't accept, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high example. But the ulama put it this way. When we say, وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the destiny or the fate or the taqdeer, good and bad from Allah, they say bad according our scale, not the scale of Allah. What is that? You take your child to doctor. For you is khair because you're looking for medication, but for your child, he's crying and hate the doctor, doesn't want to go to doctor. For the child, we call it shar, because the child doesn't want injection, didn't want the doctor to trouble him. But for you, you said, no, I'm lucky because I find a doctor today. So when we say وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, the taqdeer, which is good and good from Allah, but we as a human being, we don't like the heavy one, and we calculate it according our understanding. When you have any type of musibat, when we say musibat, anything irritating your nafs, anything which is offending you. You know, people don't want to have any problem in their life. You got friends, you say, Sheikh, how can I get happy in this dunya? You see, we are happy. But he said, no, I don't want the fight with my wife. I don't want the children to give me trouble. I don't want the financial problem. I want to live. I don't want sickness. I don't want to say, Ya Allah, wait. Your Nabi couldn't get this. Nabi had a fight with his family, uncles and all. He got a financial problem. He got sickness like us. He got very stumble life. And so what do you want? He said, no, I want my life to run easy. You see, easy and difficult is in our heart and our mind. Everything we have to decide, easy or hard, we make it easy or hard. But if you want your wife never fight you, and your children like this, oh, you talk about Jannah, you not talk about dunya, you not talk about kabad and hardship which we live here. But once you feel that their things doesn't match your desire, doesn't match your mood, you know what you do? Before you complain and cry, just say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. It's very easy, very simple and easy. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We say it every time, but we have to put it in the right time and right place. You know what is that? You just refer your problem to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just say, Bismillah, I belong to Allah and to Him is our return. You know what is the price of that? You know how much investment you can get from that? أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allahu Akbar. You know, once you, the ulama, they said, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when you mess one of your shoe, you just say, where's my other shoe, the other side of the shoe? Where's my shoes? Or you lost your stick. Or you just get any type of worry. Maybe the light goes off. Or anything. Immediately before you put any comment, you just say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You know what will happen after that? Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. Immediately, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will praise you and mention your name. Salawatun, it means praising from Allah. And what else? Rahma, mercy. Now after you receive the mercy, now you can ask Him. Imagine the person, Allah mentioned his name in front of the angels, in front of all the creation of Allah in heaven and on earth, and what a nice honor we receive. And then, not only mentioning your name, giving you rahmah. What is rahmah? The mercy. And then, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. Indeed, those people got hidayah. Why? Because who's going to remember this word, Inna ilayhi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, in a time of calamity? Very few people. Now the women scream first. The women run to this, run to that. No, just say it immediately. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allahu Akbar. Once you say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you become VIP. Special. When the president of the country or the king just mention your name there on a public speech, you know how much honor we get. You become very special. If If the king or the president of the country come and visit you, you think the police can arrest you? Oh, the court you're going to come and open a case. They will keep you as a special person. That is the king of dunya. But what about the king of dunya and akhirah? The king of the kings, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, mention your name. That's why we said to the brother or the sister, say, Sheikh, my mother is sick, very ill. She's in sakarat. Please, you come and make dua and say, Ya Allah, we go there to gain from this lady. You know why? Because this lady, you know who's around here. You know whose presence on that moment of Sakaratul Maut, especially those who were ill. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Malaikat of Rahmah. You know? فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. You say like that. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. The mayyit, in the time of Sakaratul Maut, you got two feelings. The first one, fear. Scared, you don't know where you're going, and you know maybe the akhirah, the hisab of qabr is not right. I don't know what will happen to me, maybe jannah, maybe jahannam, like that. And then he got another feeling, he got grief and sadness. He's gonna miss that little lovely child there, and he's gonna miss his wife, beloved one, and gonna miss my sister, my mother. You know, you look at the face of the mayyit and looking at each and every one and spotting him. Like this, you see, subhanAllah, it's very emotional moment. Very, very emotional moment, because the last look, last touch, Allahu Akbar, is very hard. But Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, no, you have no right to have fear, because I promise you that you will enter Jannah. And no grief and sadness, because I will entertain you and I will give you a society and group of people around you better than these people. That's why the mayyit after the ruh goes, يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. I wish I could explain to my family that is not bad like the way you think. That's why we said, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ. I think this ayah, it will ease our way and will give us some comfort in our heart and say, Alhamdulillah. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, that in the time of Sakaratul Maut, he said to his son, bring all the hadith of Bishara. Give me the ayat of Jannah I want to hear. I don't want to leave this dunya with the ayat of Jahannam. No. Now I raise hope in the front of Allah. He will fulfill his promise. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. His son brought the kitab of hadith and he read the hadith of glad tidings of Jannah in the ears of Imam Ahmad, and he died with that glad tidings. That's why we said to the brother and sister in Islam, بَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. Give good news. You're not lying, because it is a command of Allah. وَبَشِّرُ. You know what is وَبَشِّرُ? Give a glad tidings. So it is a command of Allah. You are practicing ibadah. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was بَشِّيرًا first, وَنَذِيرًا. وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ. Now when Allah Ta'ala said, no, not only fear and grief, have a glad tidings that you will get Jannah. My friend, you will get Jannah. Ummatul Islam, that's why I tell you now, please open your Quran and just read the ayat of Bisharat. We need some positive ayat in our head. We need someone to bring the confidence to our heart, and we believe that we are khayra ummah. We are the best ummah. Brother and sister in Islam, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have revealed in the Quran al-Kareem what is a cure and mercy for the believer. You know cure of what we're talking now. These people, when they commit a sin, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them maghfirah and forgiveness, and all of us, we are the sinner. Shaitan comes to them and say, you know what, there's no hope. You are in Jahannam. You commit a major sin. No. There's no way. It's not you. You know how much sin you commit. You are rejected by Allah. You have terrible sin. He said, no. But I'm going to read the Bisharat. You are lying, Shaitan. I don't want to hear that in my head. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, oh, you believe those who become hopeless of the mercy of Allah. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not despair. Do not lose hope. Become hopeless from the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. indeed Allah forgive all type of sin. All type of sin. I don't want to mention that name of sin. You can count it and name it as you like. But Allah said, all, each and every single sin you commit, there is forgiveness for it in your lifetime with a cheap price. Brothers, sisters in Islam, that's why Allah said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Indeed, we are the best ummah sent down to the people. Allah said it, we are khayru ummah. So I don't want someone to come on masjid, on radio and tell me, no, ummah is very bad. So you're lying. You are against the kalam of Allah. Allah said, we are the khayru ummah. No. If the Muslim are not khayru ummah, so who's the khayru ummah? If the ummah of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah are not the good ummah, so who's around us here good ummah? The ummah of Salatul Fajr. Which ummah reads Salatul Fajr better than us? The ummah of wudu and tahara. Muslim, drive miles just to eat halal. Muslim, he's the one who fall in love with Allah 24 hours. 99% of the Muslimin, they thinking to come right. They have niyyah to come right. That's why we said, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah said, it is not me. Allah al-Azim, we are خير أمة, and خير أمة must enter Jannah. We think that the best of the Ummah will enter Jahannam, inshallah. Jannah, not Jahannam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, when He promised us, He said, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Allah forgive a lot. I want you to just underline that kathir is a lot. You know, when you ask your son in a grade one, you want a lot of money? You said, yes. How much? You say, 10 rand. Oh, 10 rand is kathir for that child. You go for the high school boy, you say, I want 200 rand. That is too much spending. You say, no, but I want a lot. It's 200 rand. You go for your son in university, you say, no, I want 2,000 rand a week. Is kathir. You know that for little baby day they say it's kathir a lot. And for that high school is a kathir. And for university kathir. And for you as an adult, I want 2 million, 3 million. You say that is kathir also. And what about if the president of the country wants some money? You know, he need billions. And then if Allah want to count and say kathir, how much do you think Allah can name it as kathir? So Allah forgives a lot. Not my lot and your lot. No, the lot of Allah. Lot. It means our sin is nothing amongst this lot. Is nothing. So, وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. That is enough for me and you to convince my listener that the lady entered Jannah because she gave her dog water. That is kathir also. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. You know, we do feed our cats every day. Some people feed the dogs, not even theirs, the dog in the street. We feeding dogs, we enter Jannah. What about we feed our children? Make them half of the Quran. Allah give me 2 kilo, baby. And I gave Allah one alim. And that person die alim and his children are alim. You think that Allah will never pay me for that? Oh. One sheikh was giving a talk and someone told him, oh, you're talking a lot but you don't practice that. He said, no problem. I have to practice, but if you feel like that, I'm going to claim my commission in the day of Qiyamah. Yes, my commission. Ya Allah, I brought customer to your masjid, so give me something. Yes, I brought the musalli. So I need a commission. Brother and sister in Islam, Ummatul Islam, we are the Ummah of Jannah. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala mentioned, for those who commit a big sin, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَ. You know, fahisha is a major sin. أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ, which is a minor sin. ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, they remember Allah. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ, like that. Or regret. Regret is ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَنَّدَمُ تَوْبَةً. Or ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ, you make tawbah. You know what is that? فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. They ask Allah forgiveness. All of us, we make istighfar. You know how much istighfar we make. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is waiting for us just to say istighfar. Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, he gave us a nice word. He said, any Muslim just uttering astaghfirullah al-azim, it was not from him. It's inspiration, ilham from Allah. It is ilham. You know, when you say astaghfirullah al-azim, Allah in this moment wants you to be forgiving. That's why he inspire you to mention it. That's why Tuba, what a lucky person, the one who put in his file, in his register, istighfar kathir, lot of istighfar. Just make a lot of istighfar. Astaghfirullah al-azim. Ummat al-Islam, Allah spoke about إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. And by the end of the ayah, أُولَٰئِكَ جَزَاؤُهُمْ, the reward of that, مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ, they will get مغفرة وجنات, and many جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها ونعم أجر العاملين. So that is a confirmation that those people who make istighfar and tawbah, they are the people of Jannah. And Allah waiting for us just to make istighfar. Another ayah is going to prove that what I'm telling you now. Inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin. Indeed, Allah loves those who repent. Right. When Allah loves me, He going to take me to Jahannam. The beloved one, the mother, take the beloved baby, throw it on the fire, on front of the car. Never. So, impossible to punish you. Why? Because he loves me. You see now how much sacrifice the lover can do for his beloved one. You know how many princes and kings he loves his throne. He loves his office and run behind his beloved one. You know how many princes and how many girls left the rich family just to go for their beloved one. You know how many lover they donated the organs and blood to his beloved one, and the mother give the kidney and give the heart and one eye. It is a sacrifice, it's a grant, a giving, generosity. So inna Allah yuhibbu tawabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahirin. Allah loves those who repent. So after he loves me, he's gonna put me on the fire of Jahannam? Never. Why? Because he's my Habib, he's my beloved one. Ummat al-Islam, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala want to forgive us. Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. His wish that he forgive you. You know, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the most high example. Let me give you another example. The doctors want you to come right. Every day the doctor knock your door and say, come, I treat you. I got new medicine for you. Doctor, I don't know. Come, I want you to come right. You see now? Wallahu yuridu an yatuba alaykum. It is a desire of Allah. Allah wants to forgive us. How? He is the way of tawbah. How he is the way of tawbah? He just, the light goes off and you say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. You are forgiven. Fever in your lifetime is kafara. Sickness, even the shauka, the thorn, come to your body is kafara. Our stress for the children is kafara. 99% of our marhumin, they die forgiving. Any type of stress, you just say inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, you will be forgiving. We got another ayah here. I like it. When you feel down, you read it. Right? What is that? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, huwa yaqbalu tawbata min ibadihi. And one ayah, وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. That one here we have to sit and read about it. Someone present his tawbah and Allah accept it. And we got someone is lazy to make tawbah, so Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decided to do it from his side. Give you some thought of calamity, some thought of sickness. He wash you by force. I always tell my people, you know, that the children, they got fever. You say, come my baby, take the medicine. You say, no. The mother hold the hand and come here, we're going to take it and take the injection and inject the baby. What is that? You must come right. You must get cured by force. So we got two type of Muslim. One Muslim cry for tawbah, Allah accepts it from him. Another Muslim is heedless, busy. He's not there. So what happened? Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala said, you don't want to say it? No, I will do it from my side. I'll put you in calamity, will give you some khasara on you, lose of your business, in your health, some stress, some sort of difficulties, so that I can give you kafara and tahara. I love this ayah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. On top of that, the angels, they make istighfar for you. Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did make istighfar for you. Ummatul Islam, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. 23 years Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in each and every salah make dua for you. Ya Allah, ummati, ummati, ummati. And his desire is the same like the Allah want. The desire of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that each and every Muslim must rest in Jannah. And he was working for that, and he's waiting for that. Ummatul Islam, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ وَحَسُنَ أُولَٰئِكَ رَفِيقًا. I love that ayah also. You know, once you obey Allah, we did obey Allah, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we do our salah, our pillars of Islam. Wa Rasul, we trust the Sunnah, we love the Sunnah. And once you obey Allah and His Rasul, فَأُولَٰئِكَ, indeed those مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, amongst those who receive the ni'mat of Allah, who are these people? Nabiyin, ya Allah, one man from lands. Will accompany, not one Nabi, Nabiyin, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, Salihin, and what a lovely company. Oh, we go to the top guys. We don't go for the small one. Brother and sister in Islam, yes. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. Indeed, the favor of Allah upon us is a great. What's a great? Just to die Muslim and receive Jannatul Firdaus. رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا سَمِعْنَا مُنَادِيًا يُنَادِي لِلْإِيمَانِ أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. Brother, sister, Islam, unfortunately our time is up. On your behalf, I'd like to thank Hafiz Bilal. Shukran jazilan for engineering for me today. And we ask Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Ya Allah, fulfill your promise. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.